3 years ago, after having back surgery, a Wisconsin dairy farmer was looking for something to do. With his computer and some eBay browsing, he discovered the wonder of collecting dairy memorabilia. Ed Larson is a former general manager of Larson Acres Dairy in Evansville. Now he's known for his collection of rare and antique dairy artifacts. Ed, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
In your career working on the family-owned dairy farm, before you got into collecting, were you thinking about the history of dairy farming all along, or was this something you came to later?
Growing up and working with the cows and farming my whole life, until 5 years ago, I never even thought about it.
And what was it that drew you into collecting historical artifacts from the dairy trade?
Well, in 2013, I had back surgery, so I was laid up for a while. And you know, we've been to antique stores and looking around off and on, and I never really knew what the heck I wanted to collect, if anything. So the first thing I started collecting was milk bottles from Wisconsin. So the first year, year and a half, that's pretty much all I bought in different cities around Wisconsin was milk bottles. And after that, it kind of, or I couldn't find any more that I didn't have. I had to buy something because it's pretty addicting. So I branched out and bought butter churns and other dairy-related items.
And let's talk about those milk bottles. This was when you had bottlers all over the state, right? And these are these returnable glass bottles.
Yep. I got a bottle that was like one of the first ones made in 1886. And before that, they just scooped it out of one bucket and put the milk in another bucket. Then they came out with these embossed glass. They weren't no color to them in the late 1800s. And they used the embossed bottles until about 1930 to 35. Then they came out with the colored bottles. They were glass, but they were painted. And they used those for about 20 years, and grocery stores took over where they didn't no longer need milk delivered to the house anymore.
And these all had their own labels saying where they were from and kind of the brand name. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. On the front and on the back, they usually have some kind of a slogan. Milk is healthy for you, or you know, some sort of slogan on the back.
And then you branched out, and you've gotten a lot of, you mentioned butter churns, but then you've gotten into different high-tech equipment, high-tech gadgets for, you know, 100, 120 years ago. What kind of things have you found?
Well, just a couple weeks ago, I ran across a fan that stands about 3 foot high. So I got 16-inch brass fans on it, blades, and it turns from the heat of a lantern down at the bottom. It powers the fan. You know, and I'm thinking, I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, I never even heard of that.
I haven't either until I've seen it at an auction. Something like that catches my eye. I got some old hand milking machines that I've never seen, I never heard of until, you know, you got into it and start researching. It's just been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know family members who worked on the farm when electricity first came, and you know, the electricity went into the barn first before it came into the house. Talk about what dairy farming was like, looking at all this gear, you know, back before electricity changed the game.
Well, basically, all the cows were milked by hand, and most farms only had one or two cows just to feed their family, but then if they got 10 or 12, 20 cows, they still probably milked them by hand until 1910, 1920, where they came out with milking machines that worked fairly decent. But before that time, they had all sorts of inventions a way to milk cows, but I don't think very many of them worked very well until they come out with a vacuum pulsator.
And now let's talk about how you find this stuff. What is your, well, you don't have to share your secrets, but where do you go to try to find old dairy artifacts?
Look at auctions, you know, I get on the computer. I get alerts for auctions within certain miles. Craigslist, eBay, and now that I've been doing it for 5 years, I got people calling, either want to sell me something or even donate it to my museum.
Right, because people, I'm guessing a lot of people around the state could look in the barn or the basement or the garage or whatever, and they've got something that's been sitting there for maybe, what, 80, 100 years?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and some people, you know, the next younger generation, the grandkids of grandma's house, they find this stuff and they have no idea what it is.
Yeah, do you help people, do you tell people, you know, hey, here's what this weird thing does that you've had sitting there since before you were born?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a lot of fun of it. You know, I got people come and look at my stuff, and I got a corner. I got probably 25 things hanging on the rack, and I'll pick it up and try to make them guess what it is. And out of the 25 things, nobody can guess one of them.
And you've got it laid out like in a museum. So if we stop by, what would we see?
You will see just about anything from 150 years old to 100 years old, 75 years old. Anywhere from advertising signs to toy wash machines for kids to hot dog bun cutters that were made in 1907 in Milwaukee. They used to cut the bun before they baked it.
Is there something out there that you know exists, Ed, that you've been on the hunt for that you haven't managed to bag yet?
There's one milk bottle from Evansville. I think I got 16 or 17. I've seen one milk bottle from another dairy that I have not received yet or been able to find. Other than that, I don't think there's really one thing I'm looking for. You don't know until you see it. You know, one of them things.
But that's one of the things you're still looking for is right in your backyard there, an old Evansville dairy bottle.
Yep. It's a Charlie Moss milk bottle from Evansville. That I've seen it. I've seen two of them, and one Charlie's son owns, and the other one, a neighbor lady from where the dairy was, had one. But I don't know what happened to the rest of them. I guess they got buried or broken or thrown away.
Now, you're looking at all this old-style dairy technology. Do you ever think, oh, it would have been fun and great to be a dairy farmer back then before electricity, or are you glad we do things the way we do them now?
Everything that they made back then, they made it to make their life easier. You know, they used to chop up corn by hand. Well, then in 1872, someone invented a hand crank corn chopper that would be a little bit faster than chopping it by hand, but not a whole lot. And how they bottled the milk. You know, they used to bottle them one at a time. Well, then they bottled six at a time. You know, when I got little cream bottles, then I found a blacksmith made a little pan that could fill five bottles at a time. So it'd fill the whole row across the crate.
Well, before we let
there's
you,
probably only one of them. I got several things that are one of a kind.
Before we let you go, Ed, are you running out of room or do you still have some space to fill?
Running out of room.
All right.
I got a lot of it displayed in the office of the farm in the basement, but I got some stuff out in the shed that's under a tarp that I don't have room for. And the plan was same day to open up a visitor center on the farm. I don't know when that is going to be, if ever, but that was my goal when I started, just to preserve the history of some of this stuff, because another generation, the younger people, are not going to hear Grandma talking about getting milk delivered to her house. That whole story is going to be gone.
Well, Ed, thanks a lot, and good luck finding that Evansville milk bottle.
All right, thank you.
That's Ed Larson, former general manager of Larson Acres Dairy in Evansville. We talked to him about his big collection of rare and antique dairy artifacts.